former president judge of Philadelphia traffic court is going to prison. A federal judge today sentenced Thomasine Tynes to 2 years behind bars for lying about her role in a ticket-fixing scandal. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies joins me now to catch us up on the story. And Dave, this is the second judge to get a jail sentence this week, yes?
Right. Yesterday, Judge Robert Mulgrew got 18 months for his participation in this ticket-fixing scandal. I mean, you may remember there were 9 judges indicted early last year in this wide-ranging investigation of Philadelphia traffic court. 3 pled guilty, 6 went to trial, and then this summer, a jury was appalled by the conduct of the judges, found that they couldn't convict them of criminal conspiracy because they didn't take bribes. They were simply dismissing tickets as political favors. So they did convict 4 judges for lying to authorities about them. Judge Tynes is among them, and we'll see further sentencings.
And again, Tynes was sentenced today. She was a president judge of traffic court. What happened in the courtroom?
I tell you, Dave, it was quite a scene. I remember Judge Tynes when she was in her glory, and it wouldn't be too much to describe her as glamorous. She's this tall African-American woman with colored hair that was beautifully done and a lot of makeup and dressed to the nines and this ebullient personality. I would not have recognized her at the defense table today. I mean, she was this woman with long, straight locks of gray hair sitting with a sullen, dejected expression. When it was her turn to address the judge, Lawrence Stengel, she wept. She apologized for the shame she had brought on the court. She said she's glad she didn't have family to share in the embarrassment that she now shared. She said, "I didn't create the system in traffic court. I went along to get along." But she admitted that she improperly resolved tickets for political favors. Her attorney, Louis Busico, said she's a woman who's come a long way in her life.
Listen, Thomasine Tynes has overcome in her lifetime sexism, racism, prejudice at every level and in every institution.
Yeah, he said, told the judge essentially, yes, she did wrong, but she found herself in a political system she didn't create and didn't have the courage to stand up against it and doesn't deserve to go to prison. Now, the other side, Assistant U.S. Attorney Denise Wolfe said, in fact, this was serious stuff. She should go to jail because she corrupted a judicial system that people count on.
Many citizens and the public interact with the judiciary through the traffic court. And if they can't get fair hearings and if people who are connected get special treatment, it shames the entire system.
Judge Stengel heard both sides and came down on Tynes like a ton of bricks. She said, yes, she may be a nice person, but this was no mistake, no momentary lapse of judgment. She had a 20-year career, he said, of willful, purposeful participation in widespread corruption. So we sent her to jail.
Well, a ton of bricks and more. Judge Tynes' concerns don't end with the ticket-fixing scandal.
Yes, Dave. I mean, there's a whole other problem she has. People may recall that there was this separate investigation by the Attorney General's office in which an informant posed as a lobbyist to ingratiate himself with public officials and offer them money. Or in the case of Judge Tynes, she accepted a $2,000 silver bracelet from this guy who was actually working for the government. This was all detailed in court today. She has agreed to plead guilty to a count of conflict of interest in that case and will eventually be sentenced. What was fascinating about this, Dave, was that the defense argued that this was a reason to reduce her sentence because she's, in fact, now cooperating with the government in an important corruption investigation. The prosecutor said, no way, that's not our case. That's a local case. And you know what? That shows she should get a tougher sentence because she didn't just fix tickets. She was willing to take a bracelet in return for giving some sleazy guy a contract in traffic court. In the end, the judge kind of saw it the prosecutor's way and gave her a tough jail sentence. I'll just add quickly at the end here, Dave, that we won't be seeing this in Philadelphia traffic court anymore because it doesn't exist. In the wake of the scandal, the legislature did away with it. Those tickets now go to municipal court.
Well, let's give her credit for hiring a creative defensive team. Thanks, Dave.
Okay.